USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats lining up to oppose the president's national emergency declaration to get money for a border wall. California Governor Gavin Newsom on MSNBC.
California is prepared to file a lawsuit. California is prepared to call this what this is, which is a theater of the absurd. California is prepared to continue to remind the American people this is a manufactured crisis. Border crossings up to 2017 were at the lowest level since 1971.
Former NYPD Lieutenant Joe Cardinale tells Fox News the response by the SWAT team in Aurora, Illinois to Friday's mass shooting was excellent.
For the families of the victims, it's just a sad, sad day. But once again, law enforcement shines in these moments, and this is how they handle it under the greatest stress you can imagine.
The gunman was able to kill five people and wound five police officers before being killed in an exchange of gunfire with law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pope Francis has removed former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick from being able to take part in formal church activities as a result of being found guilty for soliciting sex while hearing confession. John Allen, editor of a Roman Catholic-oriented news website and CNN's senior Vatican analyst in Rome, says the move comes at a key moment for the church.
Just a couple of days before a keenly anticipated summit of presidents of national bishops' conferences from all over the world is going to begin here in Rome to try to get on top of the clerical sexual abuse scandals.
A new report shows nearly half the calls made to cell phones this year will be spam. The study was conducted by First Orion and referenced in an FCC report this past week. A private jet with Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, and other friends aboard was forced to make a dramatic emergency landing at Ontario International Airport Friday. The FAA confirms that the Gulfstream G4 with 10 passengers lost a wheel or tire while departing from LA International Airport on its way to Cabo San Lucas Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Congress voted Thursday for a negotiated budget that did not include the president's requested funding for border security. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy talks about the bipartisan agreement.
This week, Republicans and Democrats from both the House and the Senate came together. We ignored the distractions and the tweet storms coming from the White House, and we reached an agreement to fund our government and make responsible investments in the American people. It's not the agreement any one of us would have reached by ourselves, but it's a good agreement.
As far as the president's decision to declare a national emergency to get its funding, Leahy says there is no national emergency, and no one who subscribes to reality can claim otherwise. Earlier this week, President Trump was asked by reporters if his decision to declare a national emergency was influenced by talk show hosts. Trump said they don't make policy, but he then praised his favorites.
Sean Hannity has been a terrific, terrific supporter of what I do, not of me. If I changed my views, he wouldn't be with me. Rush Limbaugh, I think he's a great guy. He's a guy who can speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime. He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Conservative author Ann Coulter, an early Trump supporter, has now called the president the biggest wimp ever to serve as president of the United States, accusing him of capitulating to Democrats over the wall debate. Trump says he hardly knows her and dismissed her criticism, saying it was more misunderstanding than animus. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.